Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A woman is doing someone's hair.
B.
A woman is drinking some water.
C.
A woman is washing her hair.
D.
A woman is opening a cupboard.
Number 2. A.
A woman is taking off an apron.
B.
A woman is watching TV.
C.
A woman is putting on some gloves.
D.
A woman is cleaning a TV stand.
Number 3. A.
A man is holding a spoon.
B.
A man is eating some pasta.
C.
A woman is lighting a candle.
D.
A woman is drinking some water.
Number 4. A.
A man is going for a walk.
B.
A woman is stocking a shelf.
C.
Some people are holding some shoes.
D.
A woman is putting on some shoes.
Number 5. A.
A man is putting on a hat.
B.
A woman is pointing at something.
C.
A man is putting food in a bag.
D.
A woman is touching a table.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Can you fix this?
A.
Yes, it's right over there.
B.
Sorry, we don't fix those anymore.
C.
No, it can move.
Number 2.
May I speak to the manager, please?
A.
My name is Garrett Townsend.
B.
I don't have my cell phone.
C.
He's not available right now.
Number 3.
Do you still have the original receipt?
A.
Yes, I have a recipe for it.
B.
No, it's brand new.
C.
No, I threw it away.
Number 4.
The warranty for this ended a few months ago.
A.
I can come back tomorrow.
B.
So how much will it cost to fix this?
C.
I just walked in.
Number 5.
Where did you purchase this item?
A.
In March.
B.
at 2 o'clock.
C.
From an online store.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I ordered an air conditioner from your company about 2 weeks ago, but it isn't working. My office is still hot.
I'm sorry about that. We can have a technician come out Monday to take a look at it.
Could they come sooner? I have an important meeting tomorrow and it will be too hot to hold otherwise.
I see. Let me check to see if a technician has time today. I'll call you back.
Number 1. What problem does the man mention? Number 2. According to the man, what will happen tomorrow? Number 3. What will the woman check? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I ordered some new speakers from your website last week, but they still haven't arrived. I wanted to know when I could expect them. My order number is A2903.
I see. It says here they were delivered yesterday to your Fairfield Lane address.
Oh, dear. I moved last month. I must have forgotten to update the address.
That's all right. I will ship out a new set of speakers right away. You can expect to see them in 3 days. Number 4. Why is the woman calling? Number 5. What does the woman imply when she says,
I moved last month?
Number 6. What does the man offer to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Excuse me, I'd like to return these candles. I bought more than I needed.
Just 2 of them? Sure, but I'll need your receipt.
Okay. Also, please tell your employee Dana that she was very helpful. Thanks to her, the decorations for the party were a hit.
Dana is off today, but I'll make sure to tell her when she comes in.
Number 7. Look at the graphic. How much of a refund will the man receive? Number 8. What does the man say about the decorations? Number 9. Who most likely is the woman? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Peter from Fast Computer Repairs. I wanted to let you know that we found the reason your laptop couldn't turn on, but it will be quite expensive to fix it. It would be cheaper to purchase a new laptop. Since it still has a warranty, you can get $400 toward a new computer. I can even offer the file transfer free of charge since you are a regular here. Please call me back to let me know what you'd like me to do. Thanks.
Number 1. Who is the man? Number 2. What is mentioned about the laptop? Number 3. What does the man ask the listener to do?
Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Angela Fisher. I stopped by your office just this morning for a consultation. I'm calling because I think I left my sweater in your office. It's blue with red buttons. If so, I will pick it up on Friday when I visit again to sign the paperwork. Which reminds me, could you also send me a copy of the contract? I want to review it before the meeting. Thanks.
Number 4. What did the woman do earlier today? Number 5. Why is the woman calling? Number 6. What does the woman ask the listener to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Thank you for coming to today's meeting. I want to talk about a customer satisfaction survey we gave to customers last month. It seems people think our mobile application is inconvenient to use. The second biggest problem surprised me the most. So let's fix this. Also, please send out coupons to survey participants before the end of the day.
Number 7. Who are the listeners? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which problem does the speaker ask the listeners to work on? Number 9. What does the speaker ask listeners to do by the end of the day?